Slide 1. Welcome to the Process Mapping Unit. This unit is from the Fundamentals of Health Workflow Process Analysis and Redesign component. In two parts, this unit covers the background necessary for graphically representing processes. It uses flowcharts and their basic flowchart symbols to provide an introduction to graphical process representation, also called process diagramming. A separate unit covers complete symbol sets and conventions for different types of process diagrams. Slide 2. After completion of this unit, you should be able to articulate the value of process mapping. Describe standard processing mapping symbols and conventions. Analyze an existing workflow process chart in terms of the information that could be generated and the sequence of steps that are being communicated. Choose the correct scope and detail level for a process map. Choose an appropriate process mapping methodology. Create a process map for a healthcare system or system component using correct symbols and conventions. Slide 3. There are 8 topics covered in this unit. They include purpose of graphic process representation, process diagram vocabulary, identifying process steps, basic flowchart symbols, creating a basic flowchart, process diagram concept, models, templates, and abstracts, data flow versus process steps, aspects of processes that we might need to model, and selecting the right diagram type. Slide 4. Before written language, early humans used symbols to communicate. While we aren't sure if a picture is really worth 1,000 words, we do know that with some graphic representations, humans perceive more information and perceive the information faster than through verbal and written communication channels. Slide 5. Humans directly perceive meaning through symbols. For example, the skull and crossbones is a universal symbol for danger. This symbol was used to label household poisons. However, children associated the skull and crossbones with pirates, so the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh created the Mr. Yuck symbol. A picture of a telephone indicates that there is a phone available for public use. And a road sign with a picture of a tipping truck lets drivers know that the road conditions are conducive to rolling vehicles. When it is important to communicate meaning quickly, we use signs and symbols. Slide 6. These concepts have been applied to clearly communicate process information, for example, the steps and their order in a work process. Process maps are graphical representations of processes. They use standard symbols to communicate information about a process. The symbols communicate meaning, much like road signs. Process diagrams often are drawn at a level of detail that enables them to fit on one or a few pages. As such, they provide a way to, in one place, see the whole process. Process diagrams show different aspects of processes. Similar to subway maps, where the map in the station shows the color of the lines and the stops on each line, rather than the local highways that are less relevant to riders. Lastly, the act of documenting a process requires that each step be understood and made explicit. This makes the knowledge about the process steps and relationships between them easier to share. While on the surface this seems simple, most processes are complex systems. They can be examined and viewed from different perspectives, including static and dynamic aspects, data flow versus workflow, and at different levels of detail. Process diagramming provides the ability to smoothly progress from abstract to detailed. Additionally, process diagrams are multidimensional, conveying different types of information about a process. Different types of diagrams are used to make explicit and document the who, what, when, where, and how of processes. Slide 7. Consider the steps that you take to look up a phone number in the Yellow Pages. You might describe this as looking up the number. That is, you may describe this as one process or task that is at a high level. Or you may describe it at a more detailed level and list each of the individual tasks that make up the larger task of looking up a phone number. Processes also involve both physical and mental steps. Some of the physical steps include clicking to open the web browser, typing the URL for the phone book, and scrolling through the search results. Some of the mental steps are locating the icon to start the web browser, remembering the URL for the search engine, or locating the link to the search engine, or going directly to the yellow pages, and assessing each search result to decide if it is the restaurant that you are looking for. The information exchange can be described apart from the workflow or process steps. For example, the user requires a data value, a phone number for a certain restaurant. The user queries the Yellow Pages data store through the internet, and then a set of potential data values is returned. Slide 8. In the previous slides and example, we have introduced terms that may be new or that may be used in a different way. In the next few slides, we will discuss and define the following terms that are used in workflow and data flow diagramming. Slide 9. First, we will look at the process. A process is a series of steps and decisions involved in the way work is accomplished. Everything we do in our lives involves processes. Some examples are preparing for work in the morning, cooking a meal, and scheduling an appointment with your doctor. The healthcare system is an interconnected web of many processes. John Gall, in his book, Systemantics, stated that a complex system that works is made up of simple systems that work. Slide 10. A process map is a visual representation of a process that shows the boundaries, that is, where the process begins and ends, the steps or tasks in the process, and the sequence or order of the steps. Process maps use standard symbols so that a process map created by one person can be understood and used by others. There are different approaches to process diagramming, each with its own symbol set. Process maps are also called process diagrams and flowcharts. However, there are more precise uses of these terms that we will cover. Slide 11. A task, in process lingo, means the same as it does in everyday use, a step in the process. We further differentiate physical and mental tasks, as well as higher-level tasks that are composed of smaller tasks, and primitive tasks that cannot be broken down into smaller or subtasks. Slide 12. Now we will look at an example. After these instructions, pause the slides. List the process tasks required to schedule an appointment with your physician using an online scheduler. Pause the slides now. Slide 13. Let's go through this example step by step. First, you must identify the need for an appointment. Then you will sign on to a computer, open a search engine, and find an electronic scheduler for your physician. Next, you will search for acceptable dates and times by visually inspecting results from the scheduler. Finally, you will select the date and time and then confirm the date and time. Slide 14. The distinction between workflow and data flow is sometimes very blurry. However, the distinction is important because the underlying thing being represented, that is, tasks versus information, is different. Slide 15. For workflow, we care about the physical and sometimes mental steps that occur. In the phone number example, these steps are clicking the mouse to open the browser, then clicking to open the search engine, then typing in the search text, then the results being returned, and the scrolling and assessment of each result. Often, as in the phone number example, processes have both workflow and information components that need to be represented. Slide 16. On the other hand, data flow is about data and information content. Often, the mechanism and steps by which it is moved are unimportant. In data flow, what we care about are the data points that are being communicated or transferred, where the data are stored, and how those data are transformed. In the phone number example, we just care about the data values returned by the search and about where the data are stored, so we know where to search. Slide 17. To adequately represent the underlying thing being represented, that is, tasks versus information, requires clear analysis. Sometimes the emphasis on workflow or data flow is less, and one or both representations can be used. Often, both are important, and multiple diagrams are required. Slide 18. Flowchart is probably the word that has come to mind most often so far in this presentation. The reason that we have not used the word flowchart is that flowcharts, in common use today, blur and muddy the two different concepts of data flow and workflow. Often both are shown intertwined on a flowchart, and the chart is an incomplete representation of both the data flow and the workflow. Purely for didactic purposes, we make this distinction between work and data flow. Because it is important for the analyst to be clear and to deliberately make decisions about what aspects of each, data flow and workflow, to show on a diagram. Flowcharts are the most common type of process map and are easily understood by most people, thus they are widely used. Most of the symbols needed to create flowcharts are included in word processing, drawing, and presentation software packages, such as the Microsoft Office packages. Slide 19. By notation, we mean the set of shapes and drawing conventions, for example, straight lines or curved ones that are used to create process diagrams. Shapes are also called symbols. Each notation uses its own shapes and conventions. Slide 20. Pause the slides. Read the sequence of the slides. Compare the flowchart to the list of steps. Remember that connector symbol. This flowchart is continued on the next slide. Slide 21. Now let's look at the ISO 5807 symbols. Starting with the top symbol. The terminal symbol is a rounded rectangle which identifies the beginning or end of a process, or origin and destination of data. The process symbol is a rectangle which designates an activity. Within the rectangle is a brief description of that activity. The decision symbol is a diamond, which designates a decision point from which the process branches into two or more paths. The path taken depends on the answer to the question which appears within the diamond. Each path is labeled to correspond to an answer to the question. The document symbol is a human-readable document pertinent to the process. The flow line represents a process path which connects process elements. The arrowhead indicates the direction of the flow. The connector is a circle, which is used to indicate a continuation of the flow diagram to another diagram, perhaps on a different page. Slide 22. Correct symbols are used for the decision boxes and the connectors. Incorrect symbol use is a matter of which notation one is following, and how formal or conformant to any one notation one wants to be. That is, correctness with respect to notation is a relative matter. Comparing the flowchart on this slide to the Huron list of symbols on the previous slide, we see that the rounded corner rectangle used as a terminator should be a different shape, one with parallel lines on the top and bottom, and half-circle curvature on the left and right sides. The arrowheads should be shaded or filled in rather than open. Slide 23. Next, we have an example of a defined healthcare process flow. We will use this scenario to demonstrate representing a process in pictorial form, that is, in a process flowchart. Read this scenario and list the process steps. Patient intake example. A patient arrives at the healthcare setting, clinic, and is signed in by the receptionist. The receptionist enters the patient into a visit system as present, and confirms the contact and insurance information with the patient. At this point, the patient is ready to be seen by the nurse, who will conduct the initial examination and interview with the patient. The nurse pulls the chart from the filing stacks and calls the patient to the exam area and escorts the patient to the exam room. Next, the nurse interviews the patient regarding symptoms and/or complaints and records that into the progress notes, and then takes and records the vital signs into the progress notes. She or he then alerts the physician that the patient is ready to be seen. Subsequently, the physician examines the patient and records findings in the progress notes, determines if a prescription, procedure, lab work, or a referral is required, and completes the necessary paperwork if applicable. the physician provides any additional instructions to the patient and concludes the visit. Finally, the physician provides the patient chart to the office staff for refiling, and the office staff refiles the patient chart. Also, the patient pays her copay and concludes the office visit. Pause the slides and list the process steps now. After you restart the slides, we will go over the steps so that you can see how you did. Pause the slides. Slide 24. The scenario will first be broken down into discrete steps. The tasks are placed in sequential order. The discrete steps of the patient intake and clinic visit are: patient arrives at the clinic and signs in and checks in with the front desk. Receptionist enters the patient into the visit system as present and confirms the contact and insurance information with the patient. The nurse pulls the chart from the filing stacks and calls the patient to the exam area and escorts the patient to the exam room. The nurse interviews the patient regarding symptoms and/or complaints and records into the nurse's progress notes. Nurse takes and records vital signs in progress notes and alerts the physician that the patient is ready to be seen. The physician examines the patient and records findings in the progress notes. The physician determines if a prescription, procedure, lab work, or a referral is required and completes the necessary paperwork, if applicable. The physician provides any additional instructions to the patient and concludes the visit. The physician provides the patient chart to the office staff for refiling. The office staff refiles the patient chart. The patient pays their copay and concludes the office visit. Determine if these steps match the ones you listed. Slide 25. Pause the slides. Read the sequence of the slides. Compare the flowchart to the list of steps. Remember that connector symbol. This flowchart is continued on the next slide. Slide 26. Steps in this flowchart include: patient is examined. Determine if order is required. If yes, write order. If no, do the following: educate patient, dictate clinic notes. Close visit. Patient pays copay and exits clinic. Refile patient chart. How did your list of steps compare? Slide 27. To summarize, in this lecture, we have described the value of process diagrams, given an example list of the process steps from a healthcare scenario, and described basic flowchart symbols. At this point, you should be able to list the information generated or used in the process and the sequence of workflow steps when given a workflow process chart consisting of basic flowcharting symbols, and read a scenario and use basic flowchart symbols to represent the process steps and their sequence. Slide 28. These references are provided for your use throughout this unit.